than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Look out, Captain. A nuclear missile, guided by a blind man in a wheelchair. We're going to die.
Relax. It's just the typical confusion podcast hosted by Jim Holiday.
Oh my God, he's so sexy and cute. Come to me, Jimmy.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Typical Confusion Podcast. It's a Moose Munch Madness edition of the Typical Confusion Podcast. And for those who don't know what Moose Munch is, it's basically Cracker Jack on steroids. You know, with Cracker Jack, you got popcorn and peanuts and caramel. Well, with Moose Munch, you've got chocolate along with all of the rest of that stuff that Cracker Jack offers. So I call it Cracker Jack on steroids, which is appropriate. Happy holidays, happy new year from all of us here at the Typical Confusion Podcast. Stay close, there's more coming up next on the Moose Munch Madness edition of your Typical Confusion Podcast. Stay close.
Next in the peanut butter pecking order of things, I am a sucker for peanut butter too. Especially peanut butter and chocolate and just plain peanut butter. I don't even put jelly on my peanut butter sandwich. No, I got just plain old peanut butter. People say that's crazy, but no. I'm not a jelly guy. I'm a peanut butter guy and a chocolate guy. So I'm a Reese's guy on top of everything else. And Denny's has peanut butter pie. I love peanut butter pie. I love anything peanut butter, anything chocolate peanut butter. I love peach cobbler. There's another one for you. I love pineapple. Oh, man. Moose Munch is the stuff, though, man. That is just... it's kryptonite when it comes to me, man, because I will just...
Today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. How about that? My vote is for peanut butter chocolate. Some people might say cookies and cream. We lost a legend recently. As of last Friday, we lost Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali was the greatest fighter who ever lived. We owe a lot to persons like Muhammad Ali, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan. We owe a lot to those folks. They are part of our American heritage. Muhammad Ali did not serve in the Vietnam War, and his titles were stripped because of it. And he lost 4 years of fighting because of it. He was banned from boxing for 4 years. He stood up and spoke his mind like many other persons I've just mentioned. And that is a remarkable feat. And as promised, we're going to talk about Uber and Lyft. They're cab alternatives for people with Android and iPhone devices. And they're cheaper than cabs. To give you an example, to go 2.5 miles via cab would cost you $25. The cabs in my neck of the woods, which is Roebling, New Jersey, charge you before you even get into the cab. They charge you for picking you up. And their minimum price is $25 to take Lyft, which is what I've used. The minimum price is $5 to start. Same goes for Uber. The minimum price is like $5. So if you do the math, you're looking at least a $10 savings.
or $15 savings. So it's a real blessing for people with disabilities. The cab companies are up in arms because they don't like being undercut. Well, that's their problem, not mine. This next segment deals with negative publicity for Philadelphia sports. On Saturday, when the Phillies played the Brewers, after the game, a fan threw a bottle at Ryan Howard. Now, granted, Ryan Howard has not had the greatest season. And tonight he hit a home run, which was nice to see. But this negative publicity of people throwing things on the field is unacceptable. When the Flyers were in the first round of the playoffs, fans threw bracelets that were given out onto the ice. And we recently, at that time, just lost Ed Snyder, the founder and CEO of the Philadelphia Flyers. This is why Philadelphia gets a negative reputation, because fans do stupid things like that. And anyone who throws debris onto the field of play does not deserve the privilege of being admitted to any sporting events ever again. I'm dedicating this Typical Confusion podcast to Lori A. Huss-Haas. She was a friend of mine, and we lost her. I'm stunned. I wish her family the best.
And now,
who's your man?
What's your name?
Jim Holiday, the Typical Confusion Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Typical Confusion Podcast. This is 9.0, and we're going to discuss the horrible happenings in Orlando, as well as cable television and the way they're treating yours truly, James Timothy Holiday. I almost said yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Oh my goodness. The regular feature, Bob Carson NSF Discovery Files, are next. Keep it locked right here. The Typical Confusion Podcast rolls on right after this.
Phoenix Rising. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. With a population expected to exceed 9 million by 2040, Arizona's Sun Corridor, Phoenix, Tucson, Prescott, and Nogales, is the fastest growing megapolitan region in the U.S. It's the focus of an Arizona State and National Center for Atmospheric Research study, the first of its kind on the impact of urban expansion on regional climate. The team plugged local government growth projections for the Sun Corridor into a state-of-the-art regional climate model. The result? A 3.6 to 7.2 degree higher average summertime temperature by the middle of this century due to urbanization, potentially causing more warming than climate change. The researchers indicate there may be ways to reduce the impact on regional climate. They modeled the effects of using white roofs that reflect the sun's rays away from the earth. If all buildings had one, the team notes that maximum local warming could be cut in half, though there could be negative effects on evaporation and the water cycle. The scientists say their study shows that sustainable policies must go further than just greenhouse gas emissions. They point out that adaptation strategies must extend beyond simply focusing on average temperature. Is it getting warm in here?
The Discovery Files covers projects funded by the government's National Science Foundation.
Learn more at nsf.gov.
Back with you on the Typical Confusion Podcast, and the condolences from all of us here at Roebling Arms go out to the folks in Orlando, the horrible happenings over at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, and the night before that, Christina Grimmie was shot dead inside a nightclub while she was having a autograph session with her fans. So it hasn't been a great weekend for anyone. And this shooting in Orlando inside the Pulse nightclub is the worst mass shooting in our nation's history. And that's saying something. That's a shame. It really is. It's a crying shame. 50 people dead, 50 people injured, plus Christina. That's 101 persons either injured or killed. That is a massive, massive total. They've got to do something about the gun laws. Because anyone can just go into a store and buy guns. The terrorist who shot those people in a nightclub was on the radar for a limited time on the terrorist radar, and he was able to go in and buy a gun because he just could do it because he was an American. And that's got to stop with all this crazy stuff. Not only that, but you have the unisex bathrooms now, too. Because anyone can go into any bathroom. Now you got males and females and transgenders wanting to go into the bathrooms of choice. That's kind of wrong, too. In the sense that if you have a man's body part and you're in the process of getting your sex change, you should only be permitted to go into the men's bathroom until you've had your women's sex change. Then you can go into your proper bathroom. Same goes for the reverse. If you're a female and you want to become a man, you should only be permitted to go into the female's bathroom until you've had your sex change. That is the way I think they should handle things. Now, we'll see what happens, because you're opening up a whole can of worms. So, that's what's up. I've got some more interesting stories to tell coming up next, and they're of the lighter variety. That's next on the Typical Confusion Podcast. Back with you on the Typical Confusion Podcast, and this program is, of course, dedicated to the late Laurier Huss Haas. I looked into things a little further on her Facebook page, and it doesn't appear as if it was murder or anything like that, which is a good thing, or that she killed herself. That's what scared me. It appears as though she was sick. I had no idea how sick she was. It mentions thyroid problems and things like that. But still, it doesn't take away from the fact that she was taken from us way too soon at the age of 51. And I'm heartbroken because she was just a buddy, a text buddy more or less, who would text me so often on Messenger, always wishing me happy birthday and things like that. And it was nice to have known her. And she was great. She really was. I remember, you know, just having conversations, and she enjoyed her dogs. And there was all kinds of pictures of her and Mike, her husband, going to the Indy 500 and Citizens Bank Park and everywhere. So it feels a little bit better now, and it brings some closure to the horrible happenings. So that is a good thing. And just for the record, the Typical Confusion Podcast takes a while to get into iTunes. It can take up to 72 hours. Back with you on the Typical Confusion Podcast. It's been a while.
I've had some health issues with coughing, so I couldn't very well record because every other word was cough, cough, cough. So we seem to have gotten that taken care of, and that's a good thing. It is there periodically, but it was very bad at one time. So stopped off at Starbucks coffee today and grabbed me a Frappuccino. Oh, God, that stuff is like heaven. It is unbelievable. Phillies not doing too badly. They got their 40th win today. They've got four more games in Colorado before the All-Star break. Last year's Phillies were 63-99. I think they're going to do a little bit better this year. It's a rebuilding year for them, and you got to find out who is worth keeping on this team. It's going to be very interesting. The other thing that's been going on is my cable bill was outrageous this month. It was almost $200. I called Comcast, which is my provider, and gave them a piece of my mind, and they lowered the price. I threatened to leave. I don't understand their price structure. I don't understand how you can, if you want to get rid of a service, they tell you that if you get rid of one service, your cable bill will go up. Shouldn't it work the other way around? According to them, it doesn't work like that. I don't understand it, but that's the way it works. So I have a phone line through Comcast cable that I don't use. So I hooked up a phone just because it's there. I forwarded the calls, not that I get many of them. I forwarded the calls over to myself because that's my main phone line. My parents have the same deal. My father's cable bill, parents' cable bill, my mother and father's cable bill was $280. It's ridiculous. It's Thursday, July 28th, 2016. This is the continuation of the Typical Confusion Podcast 9.0. I went to the doctor's yesterday and I took what's called medical transportation. Now, the insurance companies provide that. And the insurance companies use this transportation service called Elite Transportation. Now, the reason I bring this up is these transportation companies are supposed to be for handicapped people. However, where they go wrong is this. They brought a 16-passenger van to pick me up. Just one person. Now, if you've seen 16-passenger vans, you know that they have this real high step that you have to negotiate to get up into the van. That is not acceptable for someone with a disability. We had an elderly woman on board. She had to use a step stool to get down. That is entirely unacceptable. Now, when you use services like Uber, Lyft, or even Access Link, you don't have to do that kind of manipulation. I had to bring this up because it's a sore spot. I can't believe that LogistiCare, which is the provider, would contract vans to pick people up, especially if you have a disability. We have people in our building that cannot even negotiate those vans. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with another installment of Typical Confusion. This is Jim Holiday, and this is a great way to get noticed. I didn't think about it, but this is awesome. We have 10 minutes. I think we don't need any more than that. I know I can pay to get more time on my Audio Boom account, but as of now, I don't think I need it. But
here's the deal. There's a great new pizza place around here called Barone's Pizza. I think it's B-A-R-O-N-E apostrophe S pizza, and they got some outstanding pizza. It's very good. Recommend it 5 out of 5 stars in my book. And what was, oh, tonight I was at my sister's, and we had a place called Giovanni's, and that's up in Warrington or around that Warrington, Pennsylvania area, and that is good pizza. So my two pizza places are Giovanni's and Barone's. Both of them have outstanding pizza. So there's your pizza review. Phillies lose another game. Their 34th road loss of the year. And they play in Baltimore starting tomorrow night. 2-game series in Baltimore and then 2 at Citizens Bank Park on Wednesday and Thursday night. So that's what's going on here. It's been raining. It's been muggy. It's been hot. It finally cooled down some. But it is, it's summer. So there you have it. So this is my typical confusion stammerings for the day. And maybe we're going to have some guests coming up in the next couple of installments. You just never know. Follow me on Twitter at Radio Man Jimbo. That's RadioManJimbo. Take care and God bless. Terrific. Megan Deal, ladies and gentlemen, with the national anthem. She nailed it. Great job. More coming up next on a Typical Confusion podcast, and Megan will join us shortly.